one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We have a big show tonight. Our special guest will be joining us in just mere moments is the scorer of the gold medal winning goals in the past two Olympic women's soccer competitions, Carly Lloyd. Carly and the U.S. Women's National Team will play Costa Rica at a sold-out Salem Stadium this Saturday afternoon at 2:30. You can watch the game live on NBC Channel 10 here in Rochester, or your NBC affiliate wherever you are listening around the U.S. In the second half of the show, we'll focus on the USL Pro semifinals between the Rhinos and the Charleston Battery this Friday. We'll have Rhinos head coach Jesse Myers and the president play-by-play man of the Battery, Andrew Bell. Now here's our host, Joe Sirianni, and our co-host, Sam Monjovi.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. And I'm so happy to be here. So anxious for the Saturday game and the Friday game. So soccer is great.
Yes, it is. And one of the reasons why it's great is our next guest. I don't know, Bob, if you have the Olympic theme floating around somewhere, but we've been playing it for the last three months or so because it's been much of the topic here on our show. But joining us right now, we are very, very proud to have with us the woman who scored the game-winning goal for the United States in the gold medal match against Japan. Matter of fact, she had scored both goals and also the goal scorer of the winning goal in Beijing in 2008. And she'll be here in Rochester this Saturday at Salem Stadium with the rest of the national team to face Costa Rica. We're happy to be joined by Carly Lloyd. Carly's appearance brought to you by Allstate Insurance and local agent Enzo Scolo. The number to call is 248-2130 or go to ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com. Carly, welcome to the show. We looked it up. It was 4 years ago you were on the show last after you scored the winning goal in Beijing. So hopefully we'll have you on in 2016 as well when you scored the match-winning goal in Rio. But thanks a lot and welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to always have you and all the members of the national team on, and we're all very proud of you and this accomplishment this year in the U.K. because you guys were all over the U.K., not just in London. It really brought the focus of soccer back into the United States, and you guys are just such great ambassadors for the sport. And you've been part of the Olympics now three times, at Athens, in Beijing, and in London. Tell us about, for you, how are the Olympics different in those three games?
Well, I've only been to two, just Beijing and London. No worries. But it's, you know, it's an honor to be representing United States of America, especially, you know, standing on the podium, receiving a gold medal around your neck. It's honestly, you know, an honor. And, you know, I know the World Cup for, you know, soccer players is huge, and it's obviously, you know, one of the biggest moments in my career being participating in a World Cup, but there's something about an Olympics. You know, everybody watches, everybody, you know, follows, supports the U.S., and it's an unbelievable experience. I really enjoy it.
Especially when you win the gold medal, it's very enjoyable. But
yeah.
My co-host and the host emeritus, Mr. Sirianni, from the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, is chomping at the bit to talk to you. Go ahead, Joe.
Carly, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. And the first thing that I want to ask you, now that you have time to relax and play golf, how's your game?
I haven't gotten out on the golf course yet. I've been super busy. Just a lot of things going on. It's been a whirlwind since I've gotten back. But, you know, I've got to soak it all up, enjoy every moment, and, be playing some soccer this weekend in Rochester.
That's good. So, you know, we're looking forward to seeing you over here. But in a relating thing that it's very important to, at least to me personally, is the future of women's soccer in the United States. And, of course, with no league right now that we know about it, what do you know that it might be able to give an insight on what's in the pipeline, you know, for soccer, women's soccer, to be formed and have an avenue for you guys to play in the United States instead of going abroad?
Well, I think that, you know, whatever league is hopefully coming back, it needs to last. And I think that that's the biggest thing, you know. Whether there's a partnership between the MLS, I mean, in my opinion, I think that that would probably be the best route to go. It's unfortunate for players that aren't in the national team mix because there is really no other avenue, you know, besides that to get seen and really kind of get your feet wet in the national scene. Luckily for us, we are in the mix, you know, all of us national team players. We have, you know, busy schedules, but, you know, we do need something else. And I think that, you know, it's time that we start giving, you know, some younger players some more opportunity. A lot of times it's just, you know, people just need to get used to the environment. And I think that we're no longer relying on fit, athletic players. You know, the game's growing and evolving so much that we need technical players and we need, you know, players that are smart on the ball and can read the game really well. So hopefully things work out moving forward. I'm a big believer in, you know, having a league here to be able to support young girls' dreams and even just to allow more players to get into the national scene.
You know, Carly, from the standpoint of what you just said, that having confidence in the ball, in my career and all the things that I have done in soccer, not as a participant because I've always been on the medical side of things, but I always distinguished players this way. There are players who make love to the ball, so to speak, and there are players who kick the ball. You happen to be one of the people that are
the
very... For,
the former.
Yeah, the former, you know. That make love to the ball, and you know what to do with the ball when you got it on your feet. So my compliment to you, because it's really warm, heartwarming to see the success of the Olympic team and I hope that the national team it will follow, because there is many, many concerns, and you address some of them, and that's, you know, a venue for the younger people to excel and follow in your footsteps.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Now we got another question right here.
Sam, go ahead.
Yeah,
Sam Mangiovi.
I just want to tell you that I really appreciate the slash and run you made at the Olympic final and the one you scored on. I mean, that's really kind of penetrating, dribbling run. We can still see in the women's game, but it's just about gone in the men's game due to everyone playing the same zonal system.
And
so I just want to say that to you, Carly, that I really appreciate seeing that and for you taking that initiative to do that.
It's interesting because Carly is a big Barcelona fan. So
yeah.
So yeah, Carly, I think it was the I mean, obviously, it seems like the men are all going to that Barcelona style, and even Japan plays that kind of style of game, as opposed to some of the other countries that are have more of the individual flair, like the U.S. and Brazil plays that way, and Canada uses Christine Sinclair in that role. So, where do you think women's soccer are going to stay with more of the individual talent? Do you think, or are they going to also migrate to the system that Barcelona plays?
I mean, I think that, you know, obviously Barcelona has kind of, you know, really just kind of put the game out there, and just, I mean, it's unbelievable to watch. I mean, I don't know that there's going to be another team that's ever going to catch them anytime soon. And I think, you know, on the men's side, I think that, you know, it just starts with the youth. You know, all these teams overseas and in Europe, kids grow up with the ball at their feet. You know, they're playing in bare feet on the sand. You know, there's not too many other sports that conflict with that. And over here in the U.S., you know, you're competing with football, baseball, you know, so many other sports. And I just think that the American mentality is just to get the ball and go forward and go to goal. And you see these other countries like Japan, and, you know, lots of other countries that are good on the ball, you know, it's all about the youth and building the youth. They play small-sided games, 5v5 games, where they're constantly being involved. You know, they're not playing 11-a-side when they're, you know, 10 years old. They're playing 5v5, and they have to make quick decisions on the ball. And you play 11v11, and you may not get the ball for 5 minutes or so. So it's not really teaching you instinctively to, you know, read the play a couple plays before you're getting the ball. So I hope that the women's game is going to kind of continue to evolve. I think Pia has done a fabulous job with our team and kind of getting away from that, you know, full American style, I guess you could say. You know, she definitely wants to play good soccer, and I think that, you know, the game is just evolving, and teams are getting so much better that we're not going to be able to afford to just kick the ball and hope we score. We're going to have to put it down and play.
We're here with Carly Lloyd from the U.S. Women's National Team. The U.S. will be here in Rochester this coming Saturday, 2:30 p.m., kickoff against the CONCACAF rivals Costa Rica. And by the way, Carly, today is Mr. Monjovi's birthday, so special treat for special birthday present for Sam having you on the show today.
And happy birthday.
And to follow up on that, you know, Sam is the way he described your play, he is one of those people that he and I argue all the time, because at the end of the day, what counts is, you know, winning or losing. But he is one of those guys that admire how you play, and he wants to see good soccer and a win, of course. But I'll let him comment on that.
Well, thank you.
I think a lot of us know the story, too, about it's been publicized that you lost your starting role, and what you said to Pia, and that you won it back, and especially came on to in the final, make such a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I mean, I think a lot of players would be a little
scared.
not scared, but a little
ticked off.
Apprehensive.
Well, yeah. You know, how were you able to keep your composure and your motivation?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you know, a couple of months prior to London, you know, I thought my life was over. Being a regular starter, then getting benched. You know, you don't really see these things coming sometimes, and unfortunately, you know, when you want to be at the top, you've got to overcome a lot of obstacles. And, you know, I was definitely upset. You know, I definitely respected Pia's decision, and, you know, it was what she thought was best at the time. But I wasn't willing to back down, and I was willing to prove to her and to everybody that a great center midfielder who can help the team bring home the gold medal. And I went over there. I trained really, really hard prior to leaving, about 6 hours a day, you know, upped my training load, and, you know, went over there with a day-by-day approach, took it one day at a time, one game at a time, and knew that you know, I didn't know what the end result was going to look like, but I knew that I would eventually get my moment, I would get my chance, and I would seize the opportunity. And, you know, that was probably the best consistent six-game tournament that I've ever played in my career. And I hope that, you know, I'm going to go home, continue to train harder, and I think that there's bigger and better things in my future.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, again, commenting on that, the run you made and the goal you scored, I mean, it was definitely, you know, a moment in, you know, talking about the younger women playing today, for them to see, analyze, and to be inspired by, not just admire. And to me, that's kind of some of the things that younger players need when we talk about developing skill and technical ability. You know, you need some role models, you need some idols, you know, you need somebody to you know, to admire, to be inspired, to try their moves. And, you know, I guess my question to you, since you've been such a big part of women's soccer, what do you feel needs to happen for the younger women to develop the technical skills and abilities you talked about earlier?
I mean, I think, you know, I'm constantly honing all my skills, you know, even at the age that I'm at. I think there's always room for improvement. You know, I juggle every day, whether that's 15, 20 minutes. You know, you just juggle. You know, I'm constantly working on my foot skills, all my turns, you know, dribbling. You know, I do a lot of work with my trainer, James Galanis. He puts me through a lot of stick exercises where I'm dribbling through those. You know, it's constant, the shooting, the passing. I mean, there's so many different things that you can work on, and it's all about the hours that you put in. You know, there's no excuses. There's fields anywhere you need. I'm sure, you know, parents would be willing to take their kids anywhere to a field so that they can practice. You can practice in your backyard. There's so many different things that you can do, and I think that's kind of what has gotten me to this level, is just the dedication and the sacrifice and the willingness to practice and do extra on my own outside of my team.
And we've been very lucky here in Rochester over the past couple of years, because we've had the Western New York Flash here for the past 2 years. Last year was the star-studded team with Marta, Morgan, Sinclair, and all the rest. And I got to tell you, with this year's team, with the WPSL Elite, we've seen some players we never heard of before, but actually playing very well with a lot of skill. There was one player I noticed, I think Stephanie Oakes, and she played on the left outside and reminded me a lot of Morgan. And, you know, she would do a little spin move at the end and doing some things I haven't seen a lot of women players do previously, you know. So we're glad to have you coming to Rochester, and looking forward to seeing you play.
Yeah, it should be excited. We're all looking forward to it. Get back in the swing of things.
Carly, I can tell you there is a sellout house waiting for you guys. There's a lot of people. There's going to be by 5,000-6,000 people coming out on Friday looking at the training session. But, you know, before we let you go, I got one more question for you. And, you know, I'm a worrywart. I'm one of those guys that what needs to be done, you know, to promote soccer. And surely you guys are doing, you know, a magnificent job, because the winning record and all the things that you're doing. But referring to what you said before, that, you know, soccer needs to be partnered with MLS. Is there you know, one of my partners over here, he's been talking about that. That's the only way women's soccer can really last, and even in men's soccer, can really last on the second division, you know, as we know it. What is your really thought? You think that there is a possibility from what you hear, because you hear more than we do. So what do you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you know, I haven't heard anything. I'm not a business person by no means. I'm just a soccer player, thank gosh. But, you know, in my opinion, I just thought that would probably be, you know, kind of the easiest, kind of like the WNBA and the NBA. And, you know, the MLS is pretty stable, doing well. But, you know, I haven't heard anything. And, you know, it's kind of just a day-by-day basis as to what's going on. So, you know, we'll figure it out, and I'm sure everybody will work it out.
Well, Carly, you and I agree on that, and I've been promoting that and shouting from the rafters about MLS needing to step in as the only league that's ever had financial success in this country to have affiliation with women's soccer like they do in Europe and every other country where you have a successful club that has a men's and a women's team. And I think it has to be done in the second division and third division as well, and have MLS run everything. So I'm very impressed with your intelligence, not only with your soccer skills, but you got a great head on your shoulders as well. But
Carly,
we're looking forward to seeing you this Friday. For all you people who do not have tickets to the women's game and have no way of getting them, there's a free training session at Salem Stadium, 11:30 in the morning. It's supposed to be a beautiful, sunny day. So it's absolutely free. So come out and see the women. You can see them in action training with Pia and doing all the things they are doing to prepare for the Costa Rica match, which will be 2:30 on Saturday. Supposed to be another beautiful day here. So you brought some good. You're bringing some good weather up with you, Carly. So
we're looking
forward to seeing you, and we'll be very, very happy to have all the gold medalists here in Rochester celebrate their first part of the celebration tour. And thanks for being with us tonight. I know you have a very busy schedule, but we really appreciate you coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Carly, we'll see you this weekend.
All right, take care.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye. Carly Lloyd here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will have Dick Howard and the International Report here on FM Talk 92, WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2012 WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all of their fans at Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to an unprecedented third straight women's soccer title this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2013. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos will open play in the 2012 USL Pro League playoffs this Friday night, August 31st at Salient Stadium. The second-seeded Rhinos will host the third-seed Charleston Battery in a semifinal match starting at 7:35 p.m. Rhinos playoff tickets can be purchased at the Salient Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. And don't forget, group sales discounts are also available. Come and cheer on the Rhinos in their quest for the 2012 USL Pro League title.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh at Northfield Commons. The number to call is 248-2650 or go check them out on the web at topnotchmonogramming.com. Dick, how are you doing tonight?
Not too bad at all, Andrew. Good to chat to you.
I'm happy. I'm wearing my proudly wearing my Chelsea jersey tonight. The Chelsea's up on top of the league right now, but we'll get to that in a second. But actually, a related Chelsea-related story, I guess, that I saw today on a website called wildeastfootball.net. It looks like we may be seeing some movement from China, from the former Chelsea stars Didier Drogba and Nicolas Anelka. The team they play for in China, Shanghai Shenhua, their major financial backer has pulled out, and they may not be able to afford those two star players anymore, so we may see something this week in the transfer market. I know there's a lot of rumors floating around that they may be on their way to MLS, or who knows, Manchester City has 60 million euros ready to feed into the transfer market this week, so it would be almost blasphemous to see Drogba in a Manchester City uniform, but who knows?
Unbelievable. But Andrew, Joe, how can you, between the two of them, I think they're getting over $700,000 a week, the two of them combined salary. You wonder how a club can afford that, and it's no wonder they've got financial problems with that kind of situation. But it doesn't look good, and where will they go? That's the big question. They'll probably end up in the Middle East.
I hope not.
But did you see the other contract that Luka Modric is going to go to Real Madrid for $43 million? Yeah, $43 million for a five-year
deal.
I think it is, yeah, and $9 million for appearance and team performances. I mean, you're talking about millions, euros, not dollars.
It's
euros,
incredible.
Which is worth
more
than
a five-year deal as well, Joe.
Man, oh man, I tell you, we missed the boat. Can you imagine, Dick, if things were in die now, the way you played, you could be making millions and millions of dollars.
My first contract when I played in England was £4, which is about probably $8.
£4, oh my goodness.
That's a long time ago. But no, it's incredible. But it will help, I think, Real Madrid, because they've had a sluggish start, haven't they? They lost the weekend, which is not good, and with Barcelona starting off well. So
that's right. They're down 5 points already. Getafe, one of their local rivals, beat them 2-1, and they drew their first match with Valencia. So the Barca's up 5 points already in La Liga, and that's not good news. Real's going to have to do some catching up, or hope Barcelona stumbles a bit. But
you have a tough game on Friday against Atletico Madrid, 4-0 over Athletic Club de Bilbao at the weekend. So they'll give Chelsea a good game in the upcoming match on Friday.
That's right. That's
the chosen one is something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And then, Joe, getting over to Serie A, you must be happy, comfortable win over Parma.
Well, the first half I was worried, but the second half they come out and they start playing, pretty good. But, there is a lot of things. I was watching La Domenica Sportiva last night that comes on around 9 o'clock. and they do I don't know if you watch it or not, but they got an in-depth analysis of all the game and the personnel and all that kind of thing. And they, you know, Juventus and all the other teams right now, they are waiting to make a killer signing, basically a forward that score goals. And Juventus got so many people. It's got Matri, it's got Jovinko, it's got, I don't know why they want to spend a lot of more money. And you know, the astounding thing that really, I was watching some of the games on Saturday and Sunday, and the names that are, the names that play, I can't even pronounce them anymore, because they're Marroquinos, they're all different names that I'm used to it.
It's incredible, Joe, isn't it? When you read the newspapers and the column that sort of lists all the possible transfers, the gossip, it's just amazing. But you know that players' agents are just feeding the information to the writers, and it gets into the papers, and suddenly you've got everybody involved. It's certainly more than interesting, but it at times gets a little bit over the top when you read about some of the salaries that the players are expecting to be paid.
Unbelievable. It is, you know, the way they're going, I think that, you know, pretty soon they're going to have a crisis, because teams is going to fall. But yeah. Then, you know what else I saw in the Italian league? Now they got two goal judges. So when the referees lined up, there is six of them, you know, because now they have goal judges right behind the, you know. So there is a plus. And Juventus had, you know, the Pirlo shot that if there was for the goal judge, they would not have given the goal, because the ball went in, but the goalie quickly retrieved it, but had passed the white line anyway. So the goal judge in this case worked in favor of Juventus.
It's tough when you get that kind of situation. But as I say, I think, and we've talked about this, I know a lot, you've got to go with the different ways of deciding it, whether it's you know, using the cameras or whether it's a chip in the ball. I don't think you can rely anymore on the eye of goal judges, as we've seen in the Euro, of course.
That's right. And so we were obviously this week, Dick, it's the transfer market. The big signings, I think, are going to happen. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of moves are made. I mean, what do you think is maybe the big move that could happen that people will... Obviously, the Van Persie move was huge. Eden Hazard might end up being the biggest signing of all, because he is everything that Chelsea has asked for and more. He's been all over the field, and I think him and Torres is all of a sudden now beginning to be the Torres of old.
Yeah, and so, I mean, what a magnificent goal, wasn't it? When you look at the technical aspect of that shot, almost toe-poking it, but a front-foot shot past the goalkeeper, just superbly taken, and he's playing now with confidence that lacked so much for most of last season, and I'm sure that you're delighted with that, Andrew, with regards to a boy in blue, and I'm, of course, delighted with the other team in blue from Liverpool, that Everton got another good result at the weekend. So that's,
how about that? Chelsea first,
well,
Everton
also
third. That's pretty good. I think we can be pretty happy with that. And then the surprise team so far has been Swansea up at the top of the table. They've played extremely well, and they play such an attractive form of soccer. They pass the ball, and they're always on the attack, and they're going to be a team to reckon with, I think. They were middle of the table last year, and they certainly have shown they can play, and they can score a lot of goals.
Yeah, well, certainly Brendan Rodgers laid the foundation for Lauder to come in, and he certainly continued the tradition. And Brendan, I'm sure that Rodgers was a little bit happier with the result, although, again, and we're seeing this, guys, aren't we? Just mistakes being made by defenders that you don't expect to see at the amateur level. You know, the tying goal for Mancini, you know, with the pass back that was intercepted, and... there's been some really calamitous defending in the Premiership, not what you expect from players who are getting paid significant dollars every week.
Well, they said that Liverpool had not lost their first two matches in the league in over 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't happen. They did get a draw against the champions, which I guess is a good result considering.
And it was a fair result, I think, at the end of the day. You know, when you look at the two teams as a neutral, I thought that was a fair result.
It was an excellent match, though. But I think all the matches this weekend were very exciting, very entertaining, and we're going to be seeing some more happening this week, of course, with the matches this weekend, and then the Champions League gets started, the second round of the final stage before the group stage, and then here in CONCACAF, Wednesday night, is it Wednesday or Thursday, the big match with Toronto and Santos Laguna?
Tomorrow night. Santos Laguna against Toronto FC, who squeaked out a deserved tie in Houston at the weekend, so they're playing with a little bit more confidence. But Peralta returns, unfortunately, from his Olympic sojourn, where he performed so well for the Mexican Olympic team, when Osvaldo Sanchez probably between the posts. So they've got a lot of depth, a lot of strength, and a very competent team. The big question last time around was, what team will they send up? Will they send sort of a reinforced reserve team, knowing that they've got to avoid travel because they've still got a lot of games to play in the Mexican League? But it will be a good game. I'm really looking forward to it because certainly Toronto FC need to get maximum points if they can.
And they'll be on Fox Soccer Channel tomorrow, 8 o'clock. So I'll be definitely be watching that one if the boss allows me to.
You know, and Dick, I'm in a little bit of a... I'm a little distraught and at a further disadvantage now because as Uncle Joe here has the Rai television channel and Andrew has the Dish or DirecTV, whichever.
Dish.
You know, I don't know if you've heard, I'm assuming you, that the BN Sports purchased the rights to a lot of the European leagues, namely the La Liga, Serie A, the French League. Not only that, but they bought the rights from Traffic Sports to the U.S. men's national team away games. Which
it's certainly very interesting, isn't it? But the bottom line is that if you can access to all these, you're really in for a treat. I know certainly here in Canada we have many channels, whether it's an Italian channel, a French channel, or you know, the Sportsnet. We've got Sportsnet World now. They bought out Setanta, so they're bringing in a lot of games. And even CBC this morning, our main network across Canada, had the under-20 game between Canada and North Korea. So, you know, there's a lot of coverage, but
what I'm
the
worried
key
about
is going to live games. And you guys are so, so lucky. I think Rochester must be Soccer City USA this weekend. You've got the playoff game on Friday, and then you've got the gold medalist playing a game. And is it a sold-out stadium for the game on Saturday?
It is completely sold out, yes.
Fantastic. Just tremendous. You know, and I think all eyes will be on Rochester, New York, and it's great, and full credit for getting, you know, the Olympic champions to come out and play the game. And it really is great for the young girls to see all their heroes playing. I'm sure Hope Solo will be there signing copies of her new book, so it'll be a great weekend.
Have you read their book?
I have not read the book yet, no.
I'm going to go buy it.
You're going to get an autograph,
yeah,
right?
An autograph.
I think, yeah, you should get it autographed because, it's certainly risen up in the charts, hasn't it, already? But, I think that the fact that the bulk of the team will be there, right, playing against Costa
Rica. Should be everybody, according to reports. The entire team should be there. So
yeah,
we'll
and
find out
back,
more later
course.
In the week.
Yeah, no, it's great, and
it's going to be
one final thing before
weekend.
I forget, guys, because I know you're going to have Andrew Bell up very shortly, who's synonymous with the Charleston Battery, and just give him my regards because I did so many games in Montreal with him acting as the play-by-play man, and I was colour, so it should
Those
be a good game,
days.
Certainly on Friday night for the USL Pro playoffs.
I certainly will, Dick. Well, thanks for being with us. Next week we have a best-of show, so we'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Great, guys. Good chat to you. Enjoy the weekend. Sorry I can't
Thanks,
join
Dick.
You.
And
bye for now.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will be joined by the coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Jesse Myers, here on FM Talk 92.1 at 1040 AM WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com as we celebrate Sam Monjovi's birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The 2012 WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all of their fans at Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to an unprecedented third straight women's soccer title this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2013. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins Deli Meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos will open play in the 2012 USL Pro League playoffs this Friday night, August 31st at Salins Stadium. The second-seeded Rhinos will host the third-seed Charleston Battery in a semifinal match starting at 7:35 p.m. Rhinos playoff tickets can be purchased at the Salins Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. And don't forget, group sales discounts are also available. Come and cheer on the Rhinos in their quest for the 2012 USL Pro League title.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batiste here with Joe Sirianni and Sam Mongiovi. And yes, that is the Charleston you're hearing by the legendary Spike Jones. And we're just switching things up a little bit here on the fly. We're going to go first to Andrew Bell from the Charleston Battery, our good friend, the voice of the Charleston Battery, the president of the Charleston Battery, and I'm sure he can put on the striped jersey if he needed to. Andrew's appearance brought to you by dental doctor David Olivo of Gates. Number to call, 328-3382. Joe and I is personal dentists. So go to davidolivodds.com. Andrew, thanks for being with us. How are things down in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina?
Yeah, not bad. Thank you. Thanks for having me on again. This is great.
It's been a while. Yeah. Dick Howard says hello, by the way. We just had him on in our last segment. He said you guys used to do radio together up in Montreal when the Impact were in the same league as us.
Yeah, those were the days, of course. And, you know, we've all been through so much. You know, it's been so long, and it's great. It's great that we're coming back to Rochester for a postseason game. I'm really looking forward to it.
So, Andrew, the match on last week was on Saturday against Harrisburg, who made the final last year against Orlando, took it all the way to penalty kicks, and you guys had to come from behind to get a 2-1 victory, and it seems like former Rhino Tony Donatelli is really stepping up and being the man for this team. And I'm sure that the Rhino fans once again are saying, you know, it always seems to be a former Rhino that burns the team. And the last time you guys were here, Tony Donatelli certainly did that with two goals and an assist. So a guy we'll have to watch out for on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, you know Tony as well as I do. I mean, we watched him play for many years when he was playing for Montreal and Vancouver, and then for you guys for the Rhinos. So you know, we were always well aware of his qualities. He scored goals that knocked us out of the postseason once when he was playing for Montreal. But his form has never been in question. He's actually been a little bit unlucky in front of goal this year, but. Up in Rochester, when we played you guys in the regular season, he did very well. He scored twice, and then for us in the playoff game on Saturday, he got the game winner. But he also, you know, he hit the post in the sequence that led up to us getting the penalty kick. So, he's in good form, and really, he's probably the player you want in front of goal with one chance in the game because he's technically very good, and he showed that at the weekend.
Well, Andrew, Joe Sirianni here, and of course, you know, congratulations. And I can't say I want to say best wishes, but because I want Rochester to go to the final, because this way we can see a couple more games. But the reality of the thing that when you guys were here, your team played very, very well, and Donatelli really was superb. And looking back to the game. I think that one of the things that happened, because you guys controlled the midfield very well, you know, with Donatelli there and the rest of the lads there. I thought that Rochester was very weak in the midfield. So my question to you is that is it what won the game on the day, and that's what winning the games for you guys, the midfield?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's funny because, you know, I was there. I watched that game as well. And Tony scored a good goal to make it 1-0. But then if you think about the match, I think it was McFadden had a chance and he hit the post a few minutes later. If that ball goes in, it's maybe a different game. You know, we scored at the end to make it 2-0 at the end of the first half. And you know, maybe we did have a little bit of possession in midfield. But, you know, possibly that's because Rochester, of course, in front of the home fans, were chasing the game. I don't think that match has too much relevance to the game that we're going to see on Friday night. I think I certainly, and having watched Rochester twice this year, I don't think that they are as poor as that result suggests. You know, I think they've got some weapons. I want to say JC Banks didn't play in that game, which may have made a difference. And also, you know, maybe it was an off night for Nick, the goalkeeper, who was fantastic when Rochester beat us down in Charleston earlier in the season. So I don't know. We'll just have to see. We are a team. The Charleston Battery is a team that likes to hang on to the ball a little bit. We've got players that are quite technical that are able to do that. But we don't mind playing on the counter-attack either. So if Rochester has a go at us, you know, hopefully we, you know, from a Battery standpoint, I would expect us to absorb that and also be able to, you know, to have a couple of, you know, to have some counter-attacks and see if we can catch the Rhinos that way. Back to your first point, though, I want the Rochester Rhinos to do well as well. I want the Battery to do better.
We want it to be a match to remember for all the fans. So
there you go.
It's a big weekend here in Rochester for soccer. We have the Rhinos and Battery on Friday night, and then the women's national team on Saturday afternoon. Matches already sold out. So this Labor Day is going to be a soccer Labor Day weekend for us here in town. Of course, you got all the European matches on as well. So really, really looking forward to this. And for a couple of things I want to ask you. Number one, injuries and suspensions for the Battery. Is the Battery going to be missing any players coming into the match on Friday, as far as you know? And also, what do you think of the keys to the victory, to victory for the Battery in the match?
So, no injuries or suspensions for Charleston. I think Rochester just missing one player in the, I think it's Tank, who can't play. So I don't think that's going to be a factor in the game. Who's going to win the game? Honestly, I think it could go either way. It's going to come down to who puts away the chance. And I don't envisage a high-scoring game. I certainly don't think we're going to see, you know, 2-3 or 4-0 for one team or the other. I think it's going to be very tight. It's going to be a question of which team can hold their nerve. I did notice in the game that we played here on Saturday that both sets of teams, Harrisburg and Charleston, I felt the players were a little nervous in the first 20 minutes. And we both had chances probably as a result of that. So, you know, we'll just have to see. I will say that the Battery, obviously, having had the game at the weekend, will be, you know, if I had to guess, I'd say we'll be a little bit sharper in the early going because, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how Jesse's managed to prepare the team because, obviously, they've had the extra week off. So that's going to be tricky. But, again, I don't think that's going to have too much bearing on it. I really think it's going to come down to an individual who can get the job done.
Sometimes the week off works against you. As you lose the sharpness.
Yeah, I think it can, but then again, you know, it can have the opposite effect because at the end of a long season, it gives you a chance to get some of those players who've logged a lot of minutes, you know, some rest and get them healthy. So it can work. It can work both ways. And I don't think it's going to have too much bearing on the result. I think it's going to come down to, obviously, to the individuals on the field. Both teams well capable of winning this game. And I would say that it's going to be a good match. And if you're in Rochester or in the area and thinking about coming out, I would say come on because the game's going to have a lot of bite and it's going to be very exciting.
It certainly is. And besides that, we're going to have the national team watching. All the good-looking women.
That's right. There's a good,
yeah,
good
that's
chance.
Right. Now, remember, the roster is set now, so you can't sign Abby Wambach even if you wanted to.
I don't know. I think I might have Megan Rapinoe at this point, but we'll leave that to the for fantasizing or whatever down the road. But Andrew, thanks for being with us. Look forward to seeing you on Friday here in Rochester.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot, guys, and we'll see you at the weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Andrew Bell here on Soccer's Kicking the Grass from the Charleston Battery, and you can hear him on the play-by-play if you're down in the Charleston area or online as well. When we come back, we'll be joined by the Rhinos head coach, Jesse Myers, here on WYSL, FM 92.1 FM at 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to hanauto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's hahnauto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Rochester Rhinos will open play in the 2012 USL Pro League playoffs this Friday night, August 31st at Salient Stadium. The second-seeded Rhinos will host the third-seed Charleston Battery in a semifinal match starting at 7:35 p.m. Rhinos playoff tickets can be purchased at the Salient Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. And don't forget, group sales discounts are also available. Come and cheer on the Rhinos in their quest for the 2012 USL Pro League title.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo.
Levo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The 2012 WPSL Elite Champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all of their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for helping them to an unprecedented third straight women's soccer title this year. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the offseason for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2013. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Sam Mongiovi, the birthday boy. And let's go right to Salem Stadium. And we were speaking with the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Jesse Myers, at the season ticket holder party brought to you by the Rhinos. And the Tickettery will play the Rhinos on Friday, 7:35 kickoff. Call 454 Tick to get your tickets for this very important semifinal match in the USL Pro League. Jesse, thanks for being with us. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, fellas?
Good. Sorry we only have a little bit of time. We want to get in a couple of important salient points here. First of all, how's the team been looking over the past week or so in preparation for this match?
Yeah, no, I think we've been looking very good. The guys are very excited. Obviously, we were able to draw the bye and get a little bit rested, gave them a little bit of time off this weekend, and gave them Saturday off, and then we were back at it again Sunday evening.
So, Jesse, the preparation for this game, it's actually a big game, and we just spoke with Andrew Bell, and I told him that I hope that he doesn't think he's going to win over here, and he said it all depends how you prepare the game. So,
don't believe anything Andrew says.
Yeah. So he said it all depends on Jesse and how he prepares the game. Actually, that's what he said. And so, how are you preparing this game?
Well, again, I mean, I don't want to give away everything for sure.
No.
But sitting in the back of everybody's mind was a, you know, what I didn't feel the score line was indicative for the most part. But, you know, we got beat 4-0 at home, and that doesn't sit well. So there's obviously a little bit of, what do you want to call, payback maybe, throughout some of the, you know, throughout the team. And, you know, that's something that we've got to control a bit, but it certainly sits in our minds. So, you know, we're at home. This is our place. They came in and took it to us 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. So we're bound and determined not to let that happen again.
Well, Jesse, it's the rubber match. I mean, we down there, they Charleston really dominated the game, outshot the Rhinos 20-2. But all that matters is Rhinos winning 1-0 thanks to Danny Earle's goal and Christian Nisha's 10 saves and defense playing incredibly here. It was a more of an even match, but Charleston got the four goals and we were not able to score. So You know this team very well. Do you expect anything different from the battery this time around?
No, I don't. Obviously, we have to do a much better job containing Donatelli and his runs through the middle of the park. He does a very good job, you know, coming in late, and we did not do a good job of picking him up on the first goal, which he finished very well. And then, again, we made a couple of mistakes that the team talked about. And we just can't do that in playoff time. So, you know, we've got to be quite a bit more, cognizant of the little things that, you know, can't go on in a playoff game.
Real quick, Jesse, any injuries that we should know about? Is everybody fit for the match?
We'll see. JC's still struggling a bit, but I mean, we'll see. We're slowly getting some people back. I mean, the guy you haven't seen all year for the most part is Mike Zayer, and you might see Zayer a little bit this week. He's had a good week of practice, good couple of days of practice. He was much better last week, so You know, you might see him in an important match against his old team, and he's a guy that's got plenty of playoff experience. So,
very interesting. Well, thanks for that little tip there. Hopefully Andrew Bell was not still listening. Jesse, thanks for being with us. We'll see you on Friday night.
Thanks, guys. Hope to see everyone there. 88 and sunny from what I heard.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot. Jesse Myers here on Soccer's Kick in the Grass. Thanks to Jesse, Greg Stan, and Dave Slinsky from the Rhinos, Andrew Bell from the Charleston Battery, and of course, Carly Lloyd will be here in town this Saturday as the national team takes on Costa Rica. Also, John Johnson's Carly's agent, and Aaron Heifetz from the U.S. Women's National Team. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Suriani, Sam Mangiovi, Dick Coward up in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday for a Best of Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We'll be live on again in 2 weeks here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
And happy birthday to Sam.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Good night.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park.